Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. We're diving into the world of AI music generation, specifically focusing on Suno AI. Absolutely, I'm super excited about this. I feel like a lot of creators think using AI is just a magic button that gives them a hit song, but there's way more to it, right? Exactly. A lot of people are treating it like a make hit song button, but if you don't know how to use it properly, you're going to end up with a lot of noise and a credit balance that hits zero faster than a muscle car burns gas on a drag strip. Oh wow, that's a vivid way to put it. So what are some of the biggest mistakes you've noticed creators making with Suno? AI? Alex? Well, the first mistake is poor prompt engineering. You know the saying, garbage in, garbage out. A lot of folks are typing vague prompts like sad rock song and expecting a masterpiece. Wait, so what you're saying is that vague prompts lead to wasted credits and subpar results? Alex, exactly. In fact, I found that about 70% of initial tracks require three or more regenerations because the genre didn't stick. You need to be specific. The latest, Suno, AI model actually improved prompt fidelity by 40%, but only if you give it detailed instructions. That's super interesting. So, what's a good way to structure those prompts? I recommend using a clear format that includes the genre, mood, and even specific instruments. Then I like to run multiple prompts at once while I take a coffee break. When I come back, I can listen to them fresh. It helps avoid getting stuck on a bad idea. Smart move. So, what's the next big mistake? Ignoring the stem separation feature. Many creators download the full mix and try to use that, but they're leaving about 40% of the value on the table. Wait, stems? What are those? Stems let you separate out vocals, drums, bass, and instruments. It gives you control over the mix, especially if something sounds muddy. If you just take the full mix, you're stuck with it. But exporting stems lets you tweak it in a DAW-like Ableton, saving you tons of post-production time. That makes total sense. I imagine having that control could really elevate the final product. But I've heard some folks struggling with metadata compatibility when exporting stems. Is that true? Yes. About 78% of exported stems lack proper metadata compatibility, which can make things messy when you import them into a DAW. You might have to do some manual work, but it's worth it for the control you gain. Got it. Now, what about mobile workflows? I've heard that's changing the game. Absolutely. Many people think AI music generation is just a desktop-only activity. But mobile usage is skyrocketing. In fact, close to 77% of traffic from India to Suno comes from mobile. That's surprising. So how can someone leverage mobile for their music creation? The best approach I've found is to use the mobile app to sketch out initial ideas while you're on the go. It could be in your car or waiting in line. Use that time to generate some rough ideas, then refine them when you get back to your desk. Smart. It sounds like a hybrid workflow really maximizes creativity.
Alec.
Exactly. But there's also this thing called style drift. Ever hit that extend button and suddenly your song changes genres? Oh man, yes. That can be super frustrating, right? Polls from the Suno community show that 62% of extended tracks deviate from the original prompt. This happens because the AI doesn't always remember the context perfectly. So trusting the AI too much can lead to unexpected results. You got it. And one last big mistake is doing everything manually. If you're producing content at scale, you can't afford to click buttons all day. I can only imagine how tedious that would be. Yeah, I read about this producer, Jax Beats, who increased his track completion rate by 450% just by structuring his prompts and automating his workflow. That's a game changer. Wow, that's impressive. So what does the future hold for AI and music creation? By 2026, we're expecting better integration with tools like Adobe, Premiere, and DaVinci Resolve. Suno is dominating right now with 80% market share in the music voice category. But remember, the tools are only as good as the mechanic using them. So it's all about avoiding those common mistakes to get ahead of the competition. Absolutely. If you can steer clear of vague prompts, wasted credits, and the pitfalls of manual drudgery, you'll be miles ahead in your creative workflow. Such great insights today, Alex. Thanks for breaking that down for us. No problem. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.